and welcome to Bagel Tech Mac, the weekly show from the Bagel Tech Network that deals with the Mac front. And we've got some news. There's a big thing happening next Wednesday. We're all going to get new somethings, but we don't know what. But there's a hint in the picture, which you need to look at, because it's all Freudian and it's got to do with your mother and things like that, I reckon. At least that's what all the tweets seem to be about. I think it's just a picture of an iPad myself, but there you go. Joining me to analyse with their mothers whether it's actually something that's of any real depth or not is a great panel. It's close back to the originals. We're all Brits, no Yanks here this week. And it seems fitting since we've announced that we're going to be the British Tech Network at the end of the month. So joining us top left, Don McAllister from Liverpool.
Hello, Ewan. Hello. You're not going to ban our American friends from joining in, are you?
No, I'm just saying we're all Brits here this week, and it's fitting because we're going to be the British Tech Network. I've even done on the background there, you see, the flag. The Union Jack is flying proudly. We are going to be British Tech Network as of the 1st of April, because Bagels was a bloody stupid name.
Who thought of that in the first place?
I don't know, some twat. How you been, mate?
Oh, no, so it seems like a while since I've been on, because I had to skip last week's. And so, yeah, it's nice to be back, especially with all the news coming up next week, which we can speculate about to our heart's content, because, you know.
It's definitely coming now. Definitely coming. Next to him, Andy Lee from the London Mac User Group, set up ready for Wednesday night. We're all going to get peed up and watch a live feed with a bit of luck, thanks to Joe. And all then rush out and go and queue outside Covent Garden for an iPad for the morning after. No?
Yeah, it should be a good night, yeah.
It's going to be a good night either way, mate.
New iPad. Curry.
I've put up with the same old knackered iPad 1. What a horrific piece of kit that was. I need a new one. I told the wife I'm buying it. It was like one of those moments where she looked at me and she said, well, no, you're not. I said, we're not arguing. I'm buying an iPad 3, and that's the end of it. So how's the week been for you, mate?
It's been busy. Yeah, but it's been good. Yeah. It's flown by. Yeah.
Are we expecting big things for Wednesday?
I think we're expecting, you know, what we're all expecting, but
we're expecting what we're all inspecting. That's wise words, dude.
I think we all
that's
pretty much know more or less what's going to come along. It's whether extra bits and pieces are going to come with it that's slightly more interesting, actually.
I've just looked it up on Google. We're expecting what we're all expecting. That's a Confucius quote, apparently. So next to him, Dr. Happy Mac. How you doing, mate?
Good afternoon.
How was the hangover last week? Did you? Week before?
What was I doing last week?
Week before last, you had Lord Bagel said you looked like you had a hangover.
I did, didn't I? I looked like a bit of a wreck, but I'm fresh-faced and excitable.
Lord Bagel is now out of a job as well, so there's another problem. And he's upset. But we still don't know who it is.
No.
Got to find out who Lord Bagel is by the end of the show. That's not fair.
So we're all expecting, we're all expecting an Apple TV on Wednesday, are we?
Well, we're saying definitely iPad 3, aren't you? But they're saying there's other things you've got to look at and touch. So we'll have a little speculate in a moment. And last, but by no means least, a returning son. How you doing, mate? Will Green.
I'm very well, thank you very much.
No British Mac coming out this week, or is it next week?
I've decided to wait till the announcement.
And then do one.
And then do one, yeah.
So you can talk factually.
Yes.
That'll be something new.
Yeah. So, it's all good.
Good, mate.
Yeah, right. That's it. So nothing really. You haven't asked me about my week.
How's your week been, Will? Sorry, because I spoke to you on photo a minute ago.
Yeah, well, it's been good. I've been writing a children's story.
Oh, you have? Is it going to be able to be published?
Yes, I think so. It's called Mr. Watson's Magical Back Passage.
It's not going to be published.
Is that like a... what's his name? Ben, or what's his name? Mr. Ben?
It's similar.
It's Mr. Ben, and he goes in, instead of going to a clothes shop, he goes up a back passage. Where does he emerge?
It's about this shop, and I sort of imagined it in much Wenlock, and it's Mr. Watson's toy shop, and so there's all these toys in there, but they all come alive. And so Mr. Watson makes all these toys in his back passage. And so the children come in and they're really excited about all these toys, and they ask Mr. Watson if they can look at his back passage.
Now, it took me 3 years to work out that Bagel wasn't a particularly good title. And I've got to say, within 30 seconds, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Watson's back passage is not going to be picked up.
And listen to me, Rankin.
Why?
Right.
What have I done now?
My right, your new podcast is going to be called British Tech Mac.
No,
right?
British Tech Network.
No, it's not. According to your email, it's going to be called British Tech Mac.
Right, okay.
And my podcast is called British Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
this is as bad as McAllister ripping off my screencasts online. As bad as each other.
But ridiculous. No, but the difference between our two shows will be that ours will contain some reference to technology in more than just the title.
How dare you? I come in here after a break.
Out of the goodness of your heart.
Out of the very goodness of my heart.
You started it.
Well, okay. British Tech Mac.
No, I think what we're going to do is British Tech Network, and then we're going to have the Mac show, the photo show, etc. So I don't think we're going to be stealing anywhere near to your title, mate. I promise. Honest.
Whatever.
The week in Macintosh. There's not a great deal happened, it has to be said. There's been some disputes, and Apple have won out in Germany, and technically, according to the ruling that was handed down by the German court, they could insist on the recall of all Motorola's phones in Germany for destruction. I'm not sure whether they're going to do that or not. Now, I certainly don't think they're going to win the PR battle if they do. We've got an event next week on Wednesday, which we'll talk about in a second. They're talking about pulling Evie from the chat room. I'll edit this, don't worry. They're talking about pulling Evie from the App Store because of the fact it's actually functioning now and doing rather well. I've had a little play this week and it's not too bad at all. It still hasn't found a Thai restaurant in Heathrow, though. And there's talk about the iPad coming in different flavours. An iPad 2 that's going to have 8 gigs, an iPad 3 that's actually going to be called the iPad HD instead. And they're also talking about MacBook Airs coming out in 14 inches to satisfy the Eastern market. I take it we should start with iPad. What do we think then, fellas? What are we getting on Wednesday? Call it. Now's your chance. Money where your mouth is. No one wants to take the lead, do they, AC? No clue.
We've said it all before. No, I mean, there are some givens, aren't there? I think that the main given is the fact that it's going to be this Retina display. I think that, that's a definite. I mean, even from looking at the little advert, I know people don't like to pick it apart, but the little invite sort of does indicate that it's a much clearer screen on the iPad and possibly an Apple TV as well, but an Apple TV box, not an Apple TV set.
Now, I had an argument with Chris Forsman, because if you look at the pixel density on an iPhone compared to an iPad, it's not the same pixel density. It's much broader spread. So it's and one of the things that Kyle said was that his source inside Apple had said that it was going to be a near Retina display, but not actually Retina, so the pixel multiplication wasn't going to be exact.
I should have dug the link out, but there's a great article today. I mean, how do you define Retina display?
Because because Forsman just said, well, at the distance that you're going to be looking at it, it's going to be Retina display. I sent him a picture of a Space Invader in 8-bit and said, well, if you're on Mars, that's Retina display then.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, that's the whole concept. At the usual distance where you look at the device, you can't make out individual pixels. So on a small screen, you'd hold it, 11 inches from your face and you can't see it. On an iPad, you might hold it 20 inches, 25 inches away from your face. So it doesn't need to be as dense, but it'll still give you the same effect of having, not being able to actually see the individual pixels. I'm sure it will actually do that.
Now, the interesting thing here is if we've all taken the piss out of Swagger. He's not here tonight at the minute. He might be coming back in the middle of the show, so we'll get it done before he does. But we've all taken the piss out of him over the information he's provided us in the last year. But going back a year, he said, without any word of any kind of rumour from any other news source, he said to us, there'll be a TV. He said there's going to be the iLive service, so it'll be like a subscription TV service. He mentioned a smaller iPad, and he mentioned an iPad coming next year with a display which is near Retina. And at the moment, if they all follow through, and a lot of the stuff that's coming up on the rumour sites is reinforcing that, he's going to be 4 for 4, mate. He's got every single one of those.
It's timing, though, isn't it? When it happens. I still don't know about the smaller iPad, but
well, those are the only 4 predictions that Kyle's given us.
Mm-hmm.
That he said he's got source information from within Apple that he's got 4 things, and he said those 4 things, and all of the rumors are really hotting up around those 4 things now. And he said it before all of the rumor mongers came out with it. I'm hopeful that he's right.
You know, if I was Kyle, I would be looking both ways before I crossed the road. All the time now.
Death squad's out for him. I mean, Manila traffic as well, mate. He's in the Philippines. No one's going, you know, guy gets knocked over by a vehicle every 20 seconds or something.
Yes, it would. Nobody would blink an eyelid if a mysterious car driven by a bearded Englishman happened to plow him down.
If he got hit by the car, would that mean it was a detached retina display? Thank you, Matt Bits. Come on, what we getting? What we getting Wednesday? We're getting an iPad at near retina resolution or retina resolution and TV?
I think that's it. It'll just be the iPad and some updates to cloud services.
Really?
I think there'll be some software. There'll definitely be some software for it too. The thing with the retina display is, yeah, it's going to look great and, you know, you're going to be able to read on it like a piece of paper, but there needs to be more reasons to buy a retina display than just that. So they'll provide you with the hardware, but they'll also provide you with the applications to run on it as well. So possibly Aperture for the iPad or something else, you know, something that's going to take advantage of that high resolution display. They're not just going to give it to you and say, you know, reading is great now. They're going to give you something else as well. So I'm expecting some big announcements in the way of software and applications.
I mean, typically though, the keynotes under Steve, there was, you know, fairly big things going on. There was several iterations. The last two that we've had from Apple have been single topics and nothing else, with no expansion, no "and finally" or anything like that with it. You know, one more thing. iWork is desperate for an update, and the cloud issue thing is a big part of that as well, Don, as you're saying. Aperture is long overdue for an update, and also you've got the iLife stuff is desperately looking for an update as well. As is there's got to be more than just an iPad in this, because I mean those platforms of Aperture, as you say, Don, iLife and iWork are all very heavily integrated into where Apple see the iPad going eventually.
Yeah, the problem with these big suites of packages is I think that they might still have to hold out for Mountain Lion for the full iCloud support. That's, you know, the documents in the cloud, unless they can give us some versions before then, but it might be difficult. They can't launch a version of iWork that doesn't include iCloud support. I don't think. I hope they do.
Will, what do you think?
Okay. So the iPad 3, I'm sure it'll be faster and thinner and everything else.
It's thicker, allegedly.
It's thicker, is it? Oh, okay.
It's thicker by a millimetre, so.
Better battery life.
And slower.
It's black and white, it's thicker. It's,
that would be just like, they're sat there, they're going, you know what we can do?
It's 8-bit. Thicker,
it's slower, it's more expensive, watch them queue.
That could describe a few people's partners. Thicker, slower, and more expensive. Go on, Will.
I was on the BBC, I think I read it, that the other big rumour is not like the Apple TV as in an actual TV, but an update to the existing Apple TV, which will be faster. And
well, they're running out in shops, aren't they?
Are they?
You can't buy them for love nor money. And apparently now, when retailers are ringing up and saying, "Oi, where's my Apple TVs?" they're being stalled, unquote.
I see. So,
you know what? I mean,
Apple TVs in the post, mate, honest.
Yeah, and the availability date is suspiciously the 8th.
Oh. Sorry, Don.
No, I was going to say, it wouldn't surprise me if they did announce a new Apple TV box at the event. I could see them doing completely.
You didn't say
iPad.
That before.
No,
you didn't
no, no,
say
no,
that before. No. I just said it.
And then the next day, they'll just bring a new Apple TV out with a 1080p resolution. They won't make a big song and dance about it. I think it'll just appear.
Or that's it could just McAllister. He listens to what I say and then just says it 10 minutes later.
So you're saying they're not going to mention it at the thing, but on the 8th, it's going to just suddenly magically appear on the website. Surely that's a real missed opportunity.
I don't know. Because they do like to have this focus on one particular thing to do with it. Unless they take the whole high resolution thing as the focus of the event. So you've got the iPad high res and the Apple TV high res thing. I don't know. I just don't know if they would want to sort of spread the message. They seem to like to focus just on one thing at these conferences nowadays, or these keynotes. Possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
I mean, everyone's taking the something to see as being the iPad itself. What if the iPad itself is the touch and the high def thing is the C?
Well, I mean, who's going to be disappointed if there is, you know, kind of one keynote to one item ratio going forwards with Apple? Because I've got to say, that is a a huge deviation from the old practices. There was always, you know, the keynote had several things. There was layers of it, and it was integration mentioned.
This isn't a keynote. This is a product launch, like they used to do with the iPod stuff in September. They do these focused product launches a couple of times a year, and the keynotes where they used to have the larger, multifaceted things where you had.
Well, we haven't had one of those.
And a one more thing.
It's been more than a year since we had one of those.
No, well, that was always the Macworld thing, wasn't it? I think I was listening to John Gruber over the weekend on one of his podcasts, and he made a brilliant point to say that, you know, when they had Macworld and they always had to produce a keynote in January every year, that's when you had the multi-layered keynotes, because literally they'd say, right, what have we got? You know, what can we actually announce in January? Because we've got to announce something. And you get, you know, bits of software, you know, update to numbers and you know, the occasional big product. But it was really a collection of stuff that they had going at the time. And I think that's because their hand was forced. You know, they could only really, because they had to do it to a set schedule, they just had to literally cram it with whatever they had going at the time. Whereas now they're in control of when they announce things. And I think they do prefer this focus on just, you know, one single topic or one single product announcement.
I just want to get a bit.
They have in the past had one of these announcements, and within the same week, another just released something without any song or dance about it, updated hardware. New software. They've just put it out there. They don't want to detract from the focus of the event. I mean, but they do want to get it out and take advantage of the limelight.
I mean, look what just happened with Mountain Lion. You know, that literally just got announced with just a couple of people knowing about it in advance, and basically, you know, just a couple of web pages appear and suddenly that's it. So that could have taken up a whole keynote in the past, but that's not the way they roll these days.
I think that's sad.
Hmm.
I mean, if you look at, you know, they always post it on a podcast on iTunes called Apple Keynotes for a start. So Keynotes is Keynotes, if they say so. But also, it's, you know, the WDC, WWDC always had several things. You know, it was the air, and then there was the TV that came in as one more thing, and there was upgrades to software that were mentioned as well, as because it all fitted in with the developer conference as well, and there was multiple things that they wanted to look at.
Yeah.
But I just think there was, you know, there was a hype that went around the fact that you sat there at an Apple keynote or watched an Apple keynote and you were thinking, what's coming? What's coming? And then they do something and you're like, okay, but, you know, come on, there's more here. And they tease you into it. And that was the Jobs-esque thing of creating the anticipation of, well, come on, there's got to be more, And then the one more thing was like, wow, fantastic. And now all they're doing is standing up and going, new stuff, it's over here, see you later, fellas. And that's crap.
Yeah. It's the one more thing, you know, too Jobsian. Can they actually do that? Is it like it's, you know, can use it as a sort of tribute to him kind of thing and bring it back, or they can let it lie for a while and bring it back, you know, after a period, you know, that they deem suitable?
They could do a thingy, couldn't they? A Morecambe and Wise job, and they could say, well, that's the end of that. Goodbye, everybody.
With Schindler and Cook sat in a bed together. That would be cool.
No, because you could, you know, Tim Cook
in the bed with the book.
No, Tim Cook would be in the background. He'd put his coat on and stuff, and you'd see him in the background, and then Ernie would come in the foreground and announce the one more thing.
In a flat cap.
Yeah. I think that'd be really fun.
Now, I've got to say, the rest of you cynical gits, I can understand, but I've got to say, I'm surprised that Will Green is not more animated over this, because if you're talking about the keynote is a show, and every show has a curtain call of some description. You know, that's what Jobs really got, and they're not. They're missing a trick. If they just come out and go the same kind of thing as they did with the 4S, I'll cut them slack on the 4S, because the 4S was 2 days before Jobs pops his clogs, and everyone was probably feeling really, really low, and that's fine. And the books thing for universities, yeah, okay, that wasn't the greatest thing, because it was just, you know, it just needed to be done, and it was the right thing to do, and it was a small little thing as well. As this is the first big thing that they've had now since 4S, and it's got to have something that's got more, a lot more pop to it than here's a pad over here, go get one if you want one, it'll be out next week.
Well, the thing, if it's just a product update, then, you know, it's fair. It's not as major a thing, is it? If it's just iPad 3, you know, sharper screen, some enhancements, it's not, you know, whiz bang brand new thing. So maybe that they don't want, you know, that sort of focus, as it were.
Matt Bits in the chat room used to enjoy the keynotes. It was a bit of showmanship and a heap of stuff to look at as well. Jenks in the chat room, it's a bloody shame that Sir Johnny's not a better public speaker. And that's sad. I mean, come on, Greeny, you've got to agree with me on that. There was an event, it was a show.
Stahl's the man for that, isn't he? He's the loud, jumping around, waving his arms around.
Yeah.
He's the one they should be trying to push to do that.
They need a bit more of the P.T. Barnum, definitely.
Yeah, don't forget, though, the last iPad event, I mean, the one last year, the iPad 2, that was a very low-key affair. Because it was just Steve and the chair and the iPad, and then they just gave some, was it GarageBand they gave a demo of last year? Mm. But I'm sure that just had a single focus of just the iPad last year, so I wouldn't build my hopes up too much. I mean, perhaps they've migrated to WWDC. That now that is the multi-layered thing, because you know we even had one more thing there last year, which was the iTunes Match thing. So that might be the main annual keynote where they do feel that it's the right audience or the right platform really to introduce many different things, because it's going to affect the developers and it's a good way to distribute the information. And then just for the rest of the year, have these product introductions, which is are very focused on the actual product itself and getting the message out to, not so much to the faithful, but to the press really, isn't it? They don't want to cloud the message to the press. That's what their main concern is.
Greeny, go on, what have you got to say?
Well, I totally agree with you. I'm disappointed that it's taken away from that sort of magical trip that we all went through. It was wonderful, wasn't it? It was like I miss it because it was like an extra Christmas present. And you get all these, the way he did it like a show, didn't he? I used to do cabaret and stuff, and you always did like you have your opening tune, which had better be good, and then he dips down and then finishes on a whiz banger before the bingo comes on, and they even used to have a bingo in the form of a band
Apple Keynote Bingo.
Yeah,
that could be in the App Store.
I miss that whole process very much so, and so I totally agree with you. I think who could do that now? I don't think anybody. Except for Johnny Ive. I think that, what's the used car salesman?
Forstall.
Waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a bit of a kick in the chat room, it has to be said. Fat Phil doesn't do it for me, and Forstall makes me skin creep.
Yes.
Says British rap fan.
Well, he knows what he's talking about.
Johnny's cool, collected, passionate about design. Mr. Scott is laser eyes.
Might be jumping the gun a bit here, mightn't we?
Say again, Don.
I said we might be jumping the gun a bit here. We really need to let them do the damn thing on Wednesday and then perhaps get our downer on what we're missing anymore. You never know, they might surprise us.
Okay, I agree entirely. Don wants to move on.
Perhaps Apple are being smart. I mean, I think, keynotes with Jobs is one thing. I think perhaps, people at Apple recognise they're never going to get that again. And you've got to change. You've got to do something different. And I think perhaps, and also the unrealistic, the complete hype, people were physically wetting themselves prior to keynote speeches. And, apart from that being untidy to clear up afterwards, it's just, at some point you're going to shoot yourself in the foot when everyone says, well, that wasn't good. And I think maybe, they've taken the opportunity to just look at it and say, look, we can calm things down a bit here. We're going to do it a little bit more.
Let's redesign it. Before it was fantastic. And that's really wearing a bit thin now. We'll just make it boring, shall we? That's a
good... Yeah,
but if we haven't got anybody that can do the fantastic.
Of course they've got somebody who can do the fantastic. It's just they're not pushing him to the front.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm with Will on this. You sell the sizzle, not the sausage. And there's no sizzle if you're just releasing tech specs and a couple of videos.
There's just
and
one
the
thing
advertising's crap as well.
One thing I want them not to do, though, at the iPad launch, and that's to bring on, six different developers all showing the latest game that they've developed. I hate that when it's just drags on and on and on. Mm. So they could easily miss that for me. I'd be quite happy.
My favourite bits are the start when they talk about their financial figures for the last quarter. I love that. Brilliant.
So the chat room is saying the Johnny Ive jive. Sir Johnny Ive even. Dr. Happy Mac could start selling keynote nappies outside the venue, and an email could go out from Tim Cook saying, is there anyone here who's got jazz hands? Spot on.
But haven't they got hot on the heels of this. I mean, I do think that it's going to be the iPad and that's it, because they don't really want to detract from the mass sales and things of the iPad and get people looking back on the Mac again. But, I mean, there is pretty hot on the heels. We are looking at sort of the new MacBook Pros as well, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are, because you bought one.
No, we absolutely aren't looking at MacBook Pros. We're not mentioning MacBook Pros on this show. No MacBook Pros are coming for at least 2 years.
Really?
Go on, talk about MacBook Pros. Jesus. Go on, DHM. Tell us about MacBook Pros. Go on.
I mean, I suspect that, I think perhaps I would be keen on that. The idea of the MacBook Pros now going slimline, getting the SSDs in, getting this higher resolution screens, obviously not Retina, but higher resolution. And I think that's kind of slated for the end of this month, I'd heard.
Well, they're already coming with a high-res screen, though, don't they? Because I've just paid £40 extra for it, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that'll be the standard screen.
Oh, thanks, mate. Make it worse. So you're saying end of the month there's going to be a new MacBook Pro line that's going to be lighter and smaller, no optical drive.
Yeah. Who needs an optical drive? Now, who needs an optical drive?
Don, you actually agree with me on this one.
I mean, there's loads of discussion about the new Ivy Bridge processors have been delayed. Although they're now saying that it's the quad cores that might be delayed, not the dual core one. So we might see them a bit sooner than perhaps we were expecting. But yeah, it's going to be the spring, isn't it? I would think spring, early summer before we see those.
Well, there's rumours about 14 and 15 inch MacBook Airs. I mean, is that going to happen?
I don't know. That's for the Asian or the Chinese.
Why is it not a small fingers thing, is it?
I don't know. They just find the 15 inch screen too big for some reason. 14 seems to be the sweet spot for them. But
no, but they're talking about it with Airs.
Yeah.
So they're going to go up.
Oh no, even the laptops. I mean, they don't like the 15 inch MacBooks and MacBook Pros. So
that's really interesting because in this country, I looked at refurbished Macs to see if I could save myself a bit of problem because the refurbished ones are new ones effectively. Mm-hmm. There are no refurbished 15 inches available. It just doesn't happen. Everything's 13 and 17. There's zero 15s available. So they're really popular over here.
Mm.
Andy, what do you reckon?
I reckon they're coming fairly soon. I reckon it's weeks, not months. Maximum a couple of months.
A couple of months I can live with.
Mm.
And Don said 3 to 4 months, which made me think Don knows. And,
did I?
Yeah, you said 3 to 4 months, you reckon, for an upgrade.
I said weeks.
No, you said months. I got the tweet. I screen captured it. So 3 to 4 months, I can live with that. That's fine. I mean, there's someone sent me a cartoon today of a bloke sat at an Apple One, and his wife said, I've told him to get a new one, but he says he's sure there's an update coming soon. So that's exactly it. If you don't buy it now, you never will. And the spec that I've bought is way in excess of anything I'm going to use it for.
Well, that's it. I mean, it just matters. It doesn't really matter if you've got the absolute latest thing at every point. It's going to be out of date at some point.
Well, to tell the truth as well,
with the MacBook Pro, but
one of the rumors that actually tipped me over and made me think about buying it is that they're talking about the fact that the new ones, if they do come out with a slimmer form factor, the optical drive's going to be gone. Now, I don't want an optical drive. Absolutely not. I couldn't care less. But I do want a second drive in there with an OptiBay, and I was going to lose that. If I got for a smaller form factor, I'd have to put up with a small SSD in there and nothing else, and then it's all external drives for storage.
You go with a decently quick SSD for the OS and apps, and then you stick a terabyte regular drive in an OptiBay, then you've got all the storage you want carrying it around with you, but you've got the fast performance, and you don't have to spend a huge amount on a large SSD. You can just go for, even if you go for buying a regular drive and then stick, you know, less than 100 quid worth of SSD in, you don't need large, you just need speed. So,
Will, new MacBook Pros or not?
Oh, it'd be ages, me. Months.
Yes.
Six months at least.
Yes. There we go.
Is that good? Does that feel better?
Yeah, thanks, mate. That's good. What about a TV then? Are we going to see a TV in the next few months? They're saying that there's going to be a subscription TV service by Christmas, but whether there's going to be a screened hardware available, Kyle did tell us that there was 37 to 55 inch TVs are coming out on the market, $1,400 for a 42 inch, which is pricey, to say the least.
There's going to be no TV. Bollocks, all of it. Rubbish.
Well, you get 20. The thing is, Will, you get $20 if there's no TV by the end of May, because that's the cutoff. So you and Anatco both get $20 off Kyle, if that's the case. But
yeah, I think if they're going to bring one out, it's going to be after WWDC, because they'll probably want to lay the foundation for, you know, the SDKs for the developers. They'll open the platform up once the TV arrives. Because I mean, they wouldn't basically create a TV and slap the existing Apple TV inside, you know, just encapsulate a current Apple TV inside a big screen, because they're not really getting any benefit from that. I think they need to open up the platform, you know, switch on the ability for developers to create apps and, you know, sort of open up the platform for third parties to develop for it as well before they actually would take the plunge. So WWDC, you know, the new version of the OS with the SDKs for the Apple TV, and then possibly launch them in the autumn, ready for the Christmas market, possibly.
I was having a chat with Darren Griffin, and he was saying that if you think about TV ratios, there could be a resolution change issue and you know, height by width of pixels for developers if they're going from apps that are supposed to go from iPad to TV. So WWDC, like you say, is a good option, perhaps. Andy, anything for you in the TV market as a dev that you think would be cool? Or
I don't mind whether it's an integrated TV or just the Apple TV as it is now, but with the ability to write apps for it. I mean, that's going to be huge when they actually get around to doing it. I mean, other platforms let you do that. So they're actually behind in that market.
Well, they've got to seriously boost the storage, though, haven't they, on the current Apple TV or a new one?
Not necessarily. If they can stick to the model of streaming, that's fine. I prefer it had more local storage. But it's got enough to do what it actually does. If you're talking about storage space for apps, then maybe it adds more storage space for that reason. But I wouldn't expect to see apps needing huge amounts of storage on it. If you treat it like you do, say, you know, an 8 gig iPod Touch, then you know you're trying to keep as much storage outside of the device and only streaming content. And you know, there's no reason you couldn't stream levels, you know, the content for a level if you needed to.
So that, but you're thinking that the apps are going to be quite lightweight, 10 megapiece maybe at most, and then.
Don't know. I prefer it if they weren't. I prefer it if you had the option they want to keep the price down. If it's a standalone device, they need to keep the price point they've currently got, because in the market that they've got with that device, their competitors are mostly more expensive or at least the same price. And they have the ability to have apps, most of them, in one way or another. But adding storage massively increases the production cost. And that's why the other devices don't have it, really. They typically use either SD for storage or USB or, you know, network-attached storage.
Yeah, I think you need to bear in mind as well, what do we mean by apps on the TV? Because I personally don't see them as traditional apps, although there will be some traditional apps, but mainly, you know, the apps I've envisioned are things like, you know, conduits to content, really. Specific ways of accessing online content through the Apple TV and wrapping that around it. As far as storage is concerned, we've got iPads, we've got iPhones that all have local storage on, we've got AirPlay. So they might get around the if you have an app that needs local storage, you run it on your iPad or your iPhone, then use AirPlay to get to the TV. But actually on the TV itself, I see apps as being more, as I say, conduits to different content providers more than anything else.
Yeah, I'd see it being similar apps-wise to the way Boxy has theirs with people like Hulu, or, well, they're not on Boxy, but people like that having an app and giving you direct access to their individual content so you can pay per provider, whatever subscription model or whatever payment model they want to go with. But that opens up the content. I mean, even down to individual shows, an app for Dexter or whatever else. That's the sort of thing I expect.
Which would
to see.
Be the iLive thing that Kyle was saying. An iLive pass, some description.
Well, they've got the live stuff. Well, they've got the live stuff on there already, haven't they? That Paul McCartney thing was a live.
Yeah. Tester concept. Will, the face you just pulled made you look like the bloke off Up, the old guy with the house. It's very good.
It's all right, isn't it? I tell you what, when we started this podcast, or like you kicked off Bagel Tech Mag.
Yeah.
Don's place looked brilliant, didn't it? It looked all wonderful. He had all this sort of gadgetry and stuff. And look at the old tat he's got behind him now. What's all that, Don? He's got a shelf full of rubbish. And
there you go. I can't quite see the kit. I just haven't rearranged the office, you know.
Is that a set of filing drawers?
There's some horrible...
What's that on the shoebox? Have you stolen that from the local Tesco or something?
This is a labeler. A Dymo labeler.
What do you need to... you're organised, mate.
It's these boxes of money.
It's labeler for labeler yet, though.
Folders or cables and stuff, you know.
Oh, you damn near organ. I've got a label at home. I've got a label here actually, but I haven't got any tape stuff for it. I need to find out online where to get it. But
isn't a Dymo labeler the one of the signs of a disturbed personality?
Is it?
It is. Yeah.
I've got one I've never used. Does that mean I'm okay?
Two of them.
Oh no, that's you're doubly screwed.
Two clicky clacky ones and a thermal one as well.
Oh, very nice.
The trouble with those thermal ones is you can't label things like power bricks and whatever because the heat makes the thermal stuff go all black, so you can't read the label.
Oh, right.
Why would you want to label a... I don't matter.
A power block, yeah, exactly.
So you know which thing it belongs with. I've got tons of them sitting around the place. But I have no idea which product that
actually I've got
with.
A cupboard full of power adapters that I will not throw away, and Sharon goes mental at me. When are you going to get rid of all those? No, because I might find what they fit for eventually. Gordon in the chat room wants to know, if we're analysing what's behind Don McAllister, DHM, what the hell are you using that enormous bog roll for?
What's enormous bog roll? This?
The one over your right shoulder. Oh, you have got bog roll on your desk. But no, the big bog roll.
That was a huge bog roll, yeah.
That bog roll, yeah. That was a good curry, mate.
It was, wasn't it? Hang on. It is. Yeah. It is the biggest roll of bog roll in the...
That is superb. How many wipes are you expecting out of that?
It's bubble wrap.
How long will that bubble wrap last for you? Or is that like a sexual fetish thing that you're going to roll yourself up in after the show and gaffer tape yourself?
That is something that this is for home use only.
It's for one of those clients.
Me and not that client.
That client. No?
No. No. I'm disturbed now. Oh no. I was installing a new iMac at the beginning of the week in this pub in the middle of the Cotswolds. And I was sat there installing the Mac, and these two like 22-year-old girls walked in, and one of them looked at the Mac and he said, "Is that my Mac?" And I said, "Are you the reservations girl?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Are you using this Mac? Is this mine?" And I said, "Yeah, this is your new computer." And she looked at me and she went, "I think I need to snog you for a bit now."
And you did.
So 20 minutes later.
Did you snog the 22-year-old reservations clerk?
No, because I'm not in jail.
No, 22's legal, mate. It's fine.
No, I know, but it would have been, I suspect her light-hearted jape about how much she liked her Mac would have turned to stone-hearted terror had I come lumbering off my desk towards her.
Well, she said it.
Yeah.
You don't pass, mate, when you hit air age, you don't pass those opportunities up lightly. You seriously think about it at least.
So what you do is basically say to it, "Do you mean that?"
Yeah, I'd verify at least.
Verified at least. Can you sign here? I've got a release form.
Put your mouth where your mouth is.
I bet that scenario has been played out in your brain a few times, isn't it?
What, me or him?
Doc's happy back.
Me. Yeah, I've gone places with that.
I bet you are.
I live out my fantasies, mate. It cost me an absolute fortune.
Hence the large roll of tissue paper.
Reflection for OS X. is out, and it's if you've got an iPad 2 or an iPhone 4S, it's the app for you, because what it'll do is take whatever you've got on that and project it via AirPlay onto your iMac or other Mac device. Don, you're the man. I'm keen to find out, have you got it? Have you had a play? Is it any good? Because it's $15, so it's not cheap.
Yeah, of course I've got it. Got it as soon as it came out.
Good man.
It's okay. Yeah, it takes away the need to jailbreak your device, which is a major plus.
Absolutely.
It's a first release, so there's a couple of rough edges. You can select that resolution. It doesn't seem to support the high resolution it should do in the app if you use an iPad, but it seems to work okay. The big thing with these solutions, though, is you still can't echo back where you're actually touching the screen, which is a real pain for doing screencasts on the iPad. But for a $15 application, it works really well. And as I say, it'll get me around the problem of, although it's not too bad now with having the display out on the iPad, because you can use a dedicated device. So I used to always have to sort of stay one version behind when the new iOS came out, because the jailbreak machines, you know, wouldn't catch up with them. So that takes away that problem. So as soon as the new iOS comes out now, a new version of iOS, you should be able to use Reflections to actually capture that straight away just using AirPlay. So That's good.
Is it pretty processor hungry then? Is that why they've gone for iPhone 4S and an iPad 2? And
no, that's purely because it uses the AirPlay and the mirroring. You have to have mirroring built on into the iOS device.
Right.
So you switch on, basically you run Reflections on your Mac, and then on your iOS device it appears in your AirPlay targets. So you just select your Mac Pro 2 and boop, appears on the screen.
Good.
It works pretty well. Yeah, pretty impressed. I had a few problems once I connected and then disconnected, trying to connect again. For some reason it wouldn't reconnect. I think it's already out. 1.0.1 came out today, I think. So
Kevin in the chat room says it's a little buggy.
Yeah, it's a little rough around the edges because it's the first release, but I'm sure the guy will straighten out those bugs and it should be very useful.
So if you've got something like Camtasia running on the main Mac, you could you could effectively capture a complete screencast.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Use a screen capture tool, capture the video as it comes in. And apparently it does support audio as well, as I've not tried the audio. But yeah, you basically capture your screen using Camtasia or ScreenFlow, and then you can crop it and you can edit it, and then you can push it out as a screencast.
Excellent.
What's it called again?
Reflections.
Reflections.
I'm just Googling this and I can't find anything about it.
Go to the Mac App Store and it's in there.
Okay.
Is it?
That's really good.
Is that where you got it from, Reflection? Or is it from iTunes Store?
I think it's just on his own website, I think. I don't think it's on the Mac App Store.
Could you give me another search term?
Reflections.app. Or go to the MacScreencastGuy.com. I think I put a link on my blog to it.
Well, the show notes that we sent you, Will, the story's on there, and that'll give you a link through. So.
Sorry. Well, obviously I knew that.
Oh, no, it won't. No, it won't, because we've pasted the wrong link in. That's why. Do apologise.
Ah.
Jolly good.
I'll find it.
Anyone else had a play with it, Andy? No?
Not so far,
no. No. I got no use for it at the minute, so we'll see. This podcast and many others would not be possible without the help of UK2.net. They are absolutely super gorgeous, fantastic. We love them to bits. They keep us afloat. Last month, we really hammered the servers pretty badly, and they didn't bat an eyelid. Nothing went down. It wasn't a problem at all. If you can, please, want anything off the net, that kind of stuff, then please support them, because that means that you're supporting us vicariously. Go to our website, click on the UK2 logo, that'll take you through, they know we sent you. Buy whatever you want to buy, fantastic deals on VPS servers, dedicated servers as well. Carl from the Photo Show has been sitting playing with the site builder, and he says that's incredibly powerful and fast to use. You can have a website up in just a couple of minutes that does a fair old bit. And also the Facebook integration is huge as well as. So there's tons of stuff you can do with them. There's just even just buy domain names from them. Use the offer code BAGELTECH, you get 15% off. Use the offer code BAGELDNS, and there's no DNS management charges applied to your account whatsoever. It gets removed. All BAGELTECH listeners don't have to do that. And it's not new business as well. So if you're returning and you're signing with an existing account to buy something, you can still use your voucher codes and get 15% off. It's not just the new stuff. Please support UK2. Because they support us. We're also changing our network. As of the 1st of April, we're going to be the British Tech Network, and we'll have all the shows will be renamed and stuff like that. There's a new logo coming and that kind of stuff. But we're going to have to change all the feeds. So please be aware that when those feeds go up, you're going to have to unsubscribe from the feed that you're currently listening to us on in iTunes or on the website, and subscribe on a new one. All of the BAGELTECH feeds will stop from where they currently are. And we'll start all over again in iTunes. So please just switch over. It'll be on the 1st of April. It's not April Fool's yet. We are definitely doing it. And literally on that Friday, we'll record everything as being British Tech Network. And then on the 1st, it'll all be on the new feeds. And we'll probably dual post for a wee while. But you do need to swap over at some point, because they will stop after 4 or so weeks. There you go. Have we got any cool thingies, Don? Do you have anything for us, mate?
Oh, yes. Well, it's just arrived in the post. It's a bit expensive, but I bought it because I thought it was a fantastic little gadget.
But money's no object.
No, it's a USB adapter, but it's one of these MU or MU adapters. See how thin it is?
Yeah.
But it's actually, if I open this up, a 3-pin plug.
Oh, the folding plug. Now, I saw this.
Yeah.
They finally got it purchased. Yes.
Yeah, well, it was designed just for a normal plug, but I think it would have been too expensive for a normal plug, so they've built it into a USB adapter into it. But basically, it'll three things line up, and then you close, and you get this little thin.
Oh, mate. Gotta love that. How much is it?
It's 25 quid.
Oh,
so yeah. But I said it's a piece of art. That's why I bought it.
That's more expensive than Apple would charge you for the same thing.
Apple's one of 15 quid.
Yeah. Apple's what? Also,
Apple's one's 19 quid.
Ooh. And it doesn't fold.
Doesn't fold.
Although it does come with a dock cable, so.
Thing is, that looks like it's designed to me for, you know, when you're going on holiday and stuff. It's small to...
Yeah, it's meant to be sort of just, you know, travel. Take up less room and for travel. It's a bit like a travel.
Yeah, but you can only go here.
True.
It's at https://www.themu.co.uk. Thanks, Kevin, in the chat room. Cheers, mate. Good pick, mate. If a little pricey.
Yeah.
Andy, what have you got for us, mate?
Mine's an app. It's called Magical Pad, which I've been using for quite a while now, and they've just released a newer version recently. It's basically note-taking, mind-mapping, sort of project-y stuff, outlines, that sort of thing.
Mm.
It's $2.99, but it is really, really good at what it does. And it does, unlike a lot of things, it does produce nice looking results that you can, you know, you can actually send to people, you know, clients and whatnot. It's quite a nice little bit of software, actually.
Jolly good. $2.99, not bad at all. And available in Mac App Store.
It's in the App Store. It's not on the Mac. It's on for iPad.
Oh, iPad. Sorry, my mistake. Jolly good.
I'll check it in the chat room.
Yeah, there's plenty of mind mappy type stuff for the iPad, but none of it's particularly good. So a good recommendation.
Yeah, I quite like this one. It's been using it for quite a while. It's gone through a couple of versions, and it does produce some nice looking results.
Good. Magicalpad.com.
Yep.
Brilliant pick. DHM, what do you have for us?
I have a free app.
Hey, finally.
Yes, free. I know. I realised that Doom didn't go down particularly well the other week. Although I've been enjoying it.
No.
I've been playing it.
It's all about the gameplay, mate.
Yeah, it is. It is. About the killing as well. Anyway. This one is a bit mainstream, and it did get a bit of exposure, but I've been using it, and it is the future for me and small businesses and things. Barclays Pingit.
Go on.
Which brings the British banking system up to where things were in Africa about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh.
It's great. People can pay me by my mobile phone. I installed the app on my phone, and I go to them, and they can go £200 to my mobile number. Bang, straight into my bank account, and I can pay them. I can fire the app up and I can say, pay 50 quid to this mobile phone number, bang, straight out of my bank account into their account.
So how are they paying you? Is that near field communication then, or is it?
No, it's not. It's remote. It's basically I have paired my Barclays bank account with my mobile phone number, and somebody else would pair their bank account with their mobile phone number. So when the app said, when you type in the mobile phone number into the app, it goes, this phone number is registered to this bank account, and Barclays servers behind the scenes move the money over.
And it comes instantly, or?
Instantly. And it's free, no charges for the transfer either.
Yeah, Barclays don't charge for digital transfer, only hard copy.
And rather nicely, this month, it's kind of like a soft launch. This month, it's Barclays customers only. Next month, it will be open to be able to send to non-Barclays customers, and they have agreed that they will allow the technology to be used by all the other UK banks. So hopefully they'll fall into line.
So how many customers have actually got it so that they can pay you?
I've only done the one at the moment.
Okay.
But the alternative for me, it's basically a card machine, which means a setup fee of £100-odd, £30-odd a month rental, minimum, you know, payment out of my bank, plus a whopping great, you know, 2.25%, 3% on every transaction to the bank. And it's just insanity. And obviously checks are heading into history, and this is the future. And Barclays have made a really good fist of it.
Are you playing with your speak and spell there? Is that what it was?
It was a lion install explaining to me that it wanted some input.
Spell there. Cat.
Can you spell lion?
Cat. Storm Gorelli in the chat room adds a little bit of an extra bit to your pick. Boo Barclays, boo.
Yeah, well, obviously they're a bank, so they are massive, great.
Turd.
Yes.
Oh, James says it's good as well. Quick. Good for checking your balance as well.
Yeah, yeah. Live balance is good as well, which I get a text every morning, but this is live balance. Excellent. So
get that on my wife's account and I could watch it going down like a train time thing.
Watch me spend!
As it falls.
It's weird because this is how people, you know, mobile phone payment by mobile phone has been available in Africa and other parts of the undeveloped world for, you know, getting on for 6-7 years now.
I'll tell them you said that.
So it's good to see that the developed countries catching up.
The Barclay Turd Network says, Kev, thanks, mate. Will, finally, yours, mate. I'm salivating.
And I'll just kick off with quick competition.
Ah.
Yes. So I've got 5 copies, but you have to email me now, right now, because they expire at the end of today, for iDatabase. So the first 5 people who listen to this live or in the chat room, if they email will@britishmac.com and make the subject, I like British Mac much better than this load of old rubbish, I think, or Ewan Smells. Which one should we ask?
Ewan Smells, I'll go with that.
Ewan Smells.
Ewan Smells.
Yeah.
We keep Ewan the listeners Smells. That way.
Yeah. And if you email me that now, right now.
There you go. Email will@britishmac.com with the title Ewan Smells, and you, the first 5 people, will win a license for iDatabase.
Yes.
Because Will loves databases.
Will Database Green.
Will the Database Green, absolutely. If you can file it and categorize it, we'll do it.
I'll do it. And it's a great database program. It's a bit like Bento, but better.
Good.
Can I say that?
As long as Bento aren't paying you money, yes.
Well, it's just my opinion.
That's fine.
So, back in the day, I recommended, what was it called?
You've recommended so much, Will, that's changed my life.
Plex. Oh, you recommended Plex.
M2. The Ghost Hunter thing.
Ghost Hunter M2, absolutely.
Ghost Hunter M2. Well, he's been doing updates over the last sort of, since then, and he's just released a major update, and the new major update now has got something called a dashboard. So each of the individual applications, you had to fire up separately, and so if you wanted like an EMF detector, or you wanted like the sweep thing or the EVP thing, you'd have to sort of launch those separately. Well, the dashboard brings those all into one screen. So you can pop your thingy down, and that's about it, really. Look, you see it.
No, you
can't. What's going on with my video? Why's my video gone all weird?
I'm trying to make a quick picture that says Will Smells on it and project it behind you on your green screen. I'm not fast enough. There we go. I do apologise. Your green screen's gone very green, though. That's in trouble.
It hasn't changed.
Everything's gone green. Absolutely.
It's your keying. Your keying's all wrong.
My keying is all wrong, absolutely. Let me just try again and I'll pick the colour. There we go.
I didn't realise you could do that.
Yes, you can in Wirecast. Wirecast is absolutely fabulous for picking green screen colour.
That's much better.
Yeah, there we go. It's far easier. And then if I'm quick enough, so it doesn't look like I don't know what I'm doing, I can get a picture. Where's that gone? And there we go. This will do. Put it behind you.
They've all gone. XMC10X, Mark Bumstead, Chris Humphries, Mike Smith, and Alan all say Ewan Smells, and you can't argue with that.
The gits. How could they? So we've got winners. Please stop. You may still be charged if you continue to email, of course. So, but no, it's really, really powerful, Wirecast. There you go.
Good.
Those are my little colts. Aren't they cool? Little 8-year-olds, under 8-year-olds, all behind you on the green screen. Wirecast is gorgeous.
Let's have a look. Hold on.
It's my pick of the week.
I'm sending off those.
We'll do it after the show.
Oh, look at that! That's good.
There you go. That's the benefit of having Wirecast. It's superb.
Couldn't you sort of put a beautiful woman next to me so it looks like I'm sort of, you know, a bit of glamour and all that? Okay,
with a bit of planning and being able to have a picture, yes, I probably could, but I'm afraid it's going to be just too boring audio while I sit and wait for it. There you go. Back to the green stuff. My pick is kind of a vicarious pick because I hadn't got one. But Carl doesn't get to do a pick because he doesn't come on the Mac show. Big Carl that does the photo show with us. And he gets it really, really early. And he's found an application that's called Sleep Cycle. And basically, Sleep Cycle is you open it up and you set the time that you want to wake up, and then you plug it into a power supply so it recharges, and you place it face down on the mattress next to where you're sleeping, and it just sits there. And using the accelerometer, it monitors where you're rolling around and where you're moving. And when it figures out that you're at the best time to wake you up so that you'll be at your freshest, i.e. not in a deep sleep where you're not moving much at all, it will set the alarm off at the nearest time that it thinks is to the sleep pattern that will enhance your day. He's been using it for a week now, and I saw him this week and had a chat with him about it, and he said it's the best thing since sliced bread. The only problem is you can't use it unless you're plugged into a power supply, because basically it leaves the thing on the whole time, and it just runs your phone down in a couple of minutes. You can't put it into a sleep mode. You have to have it running constantly. So link it to a power supply. It's called Sleep Cycle, and it's 69p in the App Store, and it's Carl's pick, not mine. There we go. Good one. Well done, mate. MacBits in the chat room says Sleep Cycle's really good as well, even if you only sleep by yourself. Okay. Oops. I'm going to wake the wife up before I use it. Where can we get a hold of you, Don?
You can find me at the usual place over at screencastonline.com. Hang on a minute. Oh, dear. Right. Sorry. Something just went off. An alarm went off. Screencastonline.com for my weekly video podcast, and also at the MacScreencastGuy.com for my blog.
Okay, very good, mate. Thank you very much. You off to WDC this year, or have you made a decision or not?
Still undecided as of yet. Erring towards possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
You might.
It's a difficult. I'm off to NS Conference in a couple of weeks. That's the UK developers conference run by Scotty over at iDeveloper.tv. That's normally really, really good. There's about 200 or 300 developers from the UK and from Europe. Converge down south, and I think it's two or three days of some quite interesting sessions, actually, although it is aimed at developers, but again, they tend to pick up quite a bit of information.
That sounds a lot more social and a lot more fun.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really good. I say it's about 300 people, so it's you know, it's not too many, so and they have a dinner, and you sort of there's literally about three meeting rooms where they sort of cycle between the different conferences or conference sessions. And it's really good. Very, very interesting. So I think that's in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, are you talking, Don, though?
Sounds good.
Are you doing
NS conference?
Are you speaking?
Am I speaking? No, I'm just going along to
get drunk.
To listen, yeah, and meet up with a couple of the developers, etc.
Right, excellent. Good. Have you got any contact details? So if anyone wants to go, they can...
I shall. I think it's sold out within 4 hours. It was...
That's it, then.
Yeah, it's really, really popular. It's getting more popular each year, and it literally was sold out within 4 hours. So,
but surely all of the work happens in the pub, not in the conference.
No, it's quite good because they have like half-hour sessions or 40-minute sessions, and then between the sessions they have like 10-minute talks. So developers have like just a 10-minute slot where they talk about pretty much anything. And they're really interesting, but yeah, there's you have lunch with the people, and then you have an evening meal with them, and then there's drinks later on. So it's good. I did some sumo wrestling there last year, so that was good as well. So,
oh, I saw that picture. Yes,
yeah, that's right. That was
the highlight of your week was sumo wrestling, no matter how much you paid for it.
Yeah, we'll be doing that again, I tell you.
Mr. Lee, where can we get a hold of you?
Well, I'm where am I? I've forgotten who I am. I'm at Longball on Twitter. And you can come down next week on Wednesday and meet me in person, if you like, at the Wood Pub in Marylebone.
Yep,
we're going to do the iPad thingy.
Yeah, we're going to watch the thing live, hopefully, or at least the live blog for sure. And then we're going to have a little kind of podcasty thing afterwards and round up and let everyone express their opinions. And we'll try and broadcast it if the Wi-Fi holds up, unfortunately. But
should be good. Well, there's a new network being put in by Heineken. So it's supposed to be faster when it actually works. It hasn't actually been working the last few times we've been, but then, you know, that's just their sort of teething problems of getting it set up. I don't know quite how long it's going to take them because it's been a while, but hopefully it should be working soon. And then there'll be a much, much faster connection because it's going to be a fiber connection.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, full details for the meetup are on lmug.org.uk.
Great, man. Thank you, mate. Dr. Happy, where are you?
I'm in my shed.
Very nice. With a big bog roll and a sore ass.
Yeah,
from the curry.
The curry. That was the curry. It was for the curry, wasn't
it? Exactly.
Not the other thing.
No, not that. No. That's leave that alone. It's not on a children's show. Where can we get you, Mac?
I at Dr. Happy Mac on Twitter.
Jolly good.
www.drhappymac.co.uk on the internet if you want to do it the old fashioned way.
Thank you, mate. Jolly good. And last but by no means least, Mr. Will Green with his girlfriend.
Have I got one?
Well, hey!
Yeah!
I picked a worthwhile one, mate.
Yeah, she's nice, isn't she?
That's Angelina Jolie, mate. That is the most beautiful woman in the whole world, I think. And I'm not saying that I lust after her. I think she really genuinely is the most beautiful woman in the world at the minute.
She's bigger than me, isn't she?
Paul says, oi, that's my missus. Well, every woman's bigger than you, mate.
Yeah, but look at the size of her head. That's as big as my body. That's never right. Mind you, he's got his advantages, I suppose.
Did you hear who they... You know, most British of institutions, Sherlock Holmes.
Hmm.
You know the BBC Sherlock things with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Are you talking about that Japanese woman?
No, what? The one that they've cast in for the American version?
Yeah.
That's what's...
What the hell is going on?
What's her name? Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu as Dr. Watson. What?
The hell is going on?
I know. Really, we need to go over there and give them a good smack.
I've written them a letter. Dear sir. The bloody hell is going on? Kind regards,
with regret, I have to cancel my subscription.
I tell you, we need to rein these buggers in a bit, don't we? That's the trouble with the Americans. You give them an inch and they take a mile, don't they?
Yeah.
Look at it.
That's it. Go on, push half the listeners away. See if I can.
Well, I mean, we give them a bit of independence and it goes to their head. They go mad, don't they?
We give them a bit of independence. Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit. And I reckon there should have been a clause on this. You know, a couple of hundred years and then come on. Come back. What do you think?
It's like a lease.
Yeah.
That would be good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question. No problem at all with that. I think that's perfect. I've now changed it, so that I say. The famous Angelina Jolie right leg is now at your disposal.
Oh, look at that. A bit of leg. She's all over me. She can't help herself. Tart!
That's all she thinks about, I'm told. Anyway, where can we get hold of you before you get us off the air?
Two places. I suppose BritishMac.com is where I do my podcast. And trying to push my business, which is Apple in Education, which is .com, appleineducation.com, all about using iPads in an educational establishment.
Good man. Well done. Excellent. We'll be back again next week with a different set of pictures behind Will Green. I'll have to set that up so that it's deeply embarrassing. We've got potentially, at the moment, put it in your diaries as a pencil mark, we've got a photo walk with Bagel Tech Photo and the London Mac User Group. That's on the 24th of March at the moment. It's still only penciled in, so don't ink it in yet, but we'll let you know. But do make sure you're available if you possibly can. It's going to be down in London. We don't know where yet, but it's probably going to happen, because if I don't go to that, I've got to go to a family party. And that's worse than death. So there we go. Because it's not my family, it's the wife's family. It's even worse. And we'll be back again next week with the new show on at least Wednesday and Friday. Hopefully we'll get one on Tuesday as well. It just depends on work schedules and stuff. And then we've got big show on Thursday night. And then we've got photo and Mac on Friday. So have a good day. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you next week.